Let's try.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just have a question on the charge. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, sir. We need some information to find out exactly what that charge is. What is your zip code, sir?
59601.
And what is your first and last name, sir?
Troy Cops.
You say 59601?
Yeah. Might be 59601 dash 3811.
I got it here. So can you verify your
Okay.
shipping address for me?
It's 1108 8th Avenue, Apartment A, Helena, Montana, 59601.
That's the capital, Montana.
Yeah, it is the capital of Montana.
Okay, I forget. Taking me back to fourth grade geography.
That's pretty good memory. And actually, I'm right out my front window. I can see it. Not even that far from me. A block away.
It's not far at all. That's one of the things in fourth grade I remember distinctly was mistakes in capitals. It was very easy. I think I made a 96. I think I got two of them wrong.
That's really good.
Okay, so I see here that you had got a tactical bag in August. Not in August, in June.
Tactical bag.
Yes, sir. And it was and you only it was a free gift. It was $7.95 that you just paid the
Yeah.
shipping for. And that was a free gift to and that was a free gift to our factory direct store, and that was $56.95 a month. And every month you got a $125 voucher every month with that.
Are you saying you guys are charging me $56 a month?
Yes, sir. It was in the terms and conditions of that free gift, sir.
Well, we need to cancel that.
Okay, so I can get this canceled for you.
I mean, I've that's I what? How many times have you charged me?
Since that tactical bag, so you got that tactical bag on the 6th. After the trial, it was on the 15th of June, the 17th of July, the 18th of 18th of August, the 20th of September, the 22nd of October, and the 24th of November.
So you guys pretty much have taken almost $300 for a bag that
It was the membership for the bag. Basically, the bag was a free gift, and you accepting that free gift, you're placed into the our factory direct membership, which is the $56.95, and you got the chart, and you got the $125 voucher online. That would sit to your email every month.
Doesn't that seem a little dishonest?
Not necessarily, sir. It is advertisement with the free gift, and that's the reason why they put that in the terms and conditions, in the free gift for that when you pay the $7.95.
Man, I should have read that fine print there, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's my bad.
But what I can do here is I can get this ac account canceled for you, so you wouldn't be charged anymore with that.
I want to be completely canceled.
Yes, sir. Give me one second, and I
And
can do that for you.
what's the name of this company?
It's Factory Direct, sir.
I'll make sure I never do business with you guys again. Factory direct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to. That seems really shady to me.
See, all right, sir. So I was able to get this account canceled for you. So you won't be charged with that anymore.
So I'm free and clear of you guys now? No more?
Yes, sir. I can give you that cancellation number if you would like.
Yes.
All right, let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, sir. It is C, is it, Charlie?
2627844433.
Yes, sir. And see, what a lot of people don't know, what a lot of people don't understand, is like they'll say that it's illegal because it's a bait and switch, but it's never a bait and switch when what you click on is an advertisement. And they tell you in the terms and conditions on what you're actually getting.
Yeah, but people are, you know.
But it's like people don't never read the terms and conditions because what they see is on the screen.
Seems really shady and misleading, though. I mean, you guys.
I understand
you put it in there for people to read, and they should read it and understand it. But most people don't. And you guys are taking advantage of that, and you know that.
Well, that's why.
You should start with that.
Well, no, that's what it is. It's an advertisement. So when you see an advertisement, you want to read the terms and conditions, especially if it's on an ad page. And that's what companies do that all the time. Even Netflix does that and Hulu does that. But like, hey, you get a month free, but they'll never tell you in the terms and conditions. They tell you in the terms and conditions, hey, after this certain amount of time, you get charged after this every month.
Yeah, but $56 a month?
Yeah, it is. But they have there's a lot of stuff on that website, on the factory website, where you get that $125 voucher. You can get on that website.
I don't even know if I ever even got that damn bag.
Oh, you don't know if you got it, and I can't see it because after 90 days, it's done and void with the tracking number. If you'd have called a little bit earlier, we would have been able to do it and see exactly what it is.
Well, I was just looking at my credit card statement. I'm going, well, where the hell, what's this $56 from this? I don't remember ordering anything from anybody. And that's why I made the call today, just because I don't recognize the charge for anything. And, wow, I'm glad I did. That's a lot of money. I'm not a wealthy person at all. A lot of money.
Here's the thing. It's not about a lot of people. It's not about being wealthy. It's about managing your money.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen people who was like this one lady. She wound up doing it, and she was on Social Security, but she was like she paid her bills for the month, so it's not gonna hurt her. But a lot of people didn't know was like, a lot of people would be like, I'm on Social Security and I didn't see this coming. I have stuff I have to pay. I'm like, well, you got to make sure you take care of that first before you order anything online, even if it's $7, because you never know what would happen.
Yeah, it's can only look at myself, not paying attention.
So anytime you see something that looks too big to be true, it's not necessarily too big to be true, but just read the terms and conditions to see what you get yourself into.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Is there anything else that you need help with at all today, sir?
Nope. That I'm just glad you called me back. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.